Hey, happy Wednesday. Happy rainy Wednesday in Dalton, Georgia. All right, got it. Let's pray and we'll jump into the word and figure out what God wants to speak to each one of us this morning. Father, Lord, we honor you. We thank you, Father God, for loving us, for taking care of us, for never leaving us and never forsaking us. We thank you that you're a God of love, a God of restoration, a God that's always right there with us. And we love you this morning and we praise you. And we ask that you'll open up your word, open up your scripture to us so that we can forever be changed. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this morning, I think this is a scripture that we've talked about before. Actually, I know it is. It comes out of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15 through verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 15 through 20. What I want to talk about this morning is, if I had a title, because my wife always, she sends this message to a lot of people, and then apparently a lot of people send it to a lot of other people. Praise the Lord. So I definitely honor Brother Kevin for giving me this opportunity and giving us all this opportunity to share the word, to encourage each other, and to pray for one another. So if I had a title this morning, I would say, what do you call it? So many things in life. I know that especially we were looking into getting a new toilet, or actually three new toilets at the pharmacy. And when I went to buy them, they were asking me all these questions. And I was like, what do you call this part? What do you call this? And you talking about ignorant when it comes. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, but I thank God that he helped me and gave me some people that could really teach me a lot of things and help me along the process. But I kept over the past several days hear people say, what do you call it? What do you call it? And instantly the Lord took me back to this scripture in 1 Samuel where there was a situation that was going to happen with Elkanah, with his wife and Eli, that she called the manifestation. She called the miracle in her life. She called it something and she called it Samuel. So it's important what we call things. Our words are extremely powerful. Our words are extremely important. So I want each of us to remember that and to encourage us with that, because we do have the power of life and death in our tongue. So 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15 through 20. This is at the point Hannah has went to the Lord. She has went to the temple. Eli was the priest. And Hannah has prayed a prayer, and she was in such distress that the Bible says that she was literally praying from her heart, but there wasn't any words coming out, and Eli thought she was drunk. So verse 15, but Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Verse 16, do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Verse 17, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. Notice right here, brothers and sisters, that this woman has been praying from her heart. She's been calling out to God Almighty. She's been calling out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and she has a priest come up to her and accuse her of being drunk, and she responds back to him and says, not so, my Lord. She responds back to him with, she was respectful, she honored his position, and after all that, he tells her, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition. Verse 18, and she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Before she saw the miracle, she already accepted it as a miracle, because the Bible here says she went and ate, and then she was no longer sad. Verse 19, then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord. And worshiped before the Lord. It's hard to worship if you don't believe. One more time, it's hard to worship if you don't believe. She worshiped before she saw the manifestation. She worshiped before she saw it come into fruition. She worshiped before she saw what she was praying about happen. And returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. This is the verse I want to focus on. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. The word Samuel means God has heard or heard by God. You see, this morning, brothers and sisters, there's been a few situations in my life here very, very recently that I gave credit to something else other than God. Even as recently as last night, our daughter Isabel was doing a couple things, whatever. She was nervous about a few things. And I had said, I had told Isabel and Joshua and Alex last night, I had said, well, Isabel, you're doing better not being as nervous because I told you you was going to get in trouble. And instantly Alex said, no. It's because we prayed last Wednesday night at church. And God, you talking about God hitting me with something hard. I was like, oh my Lord, how could I forget such a powerful moment? How could I call her improvement and calling the miracles that I'm seeing in my daughter's life? How could I call it anything else but a miracle? And the reason was because I was so focused on the problem that I forgot about the miracle. I was so focused on the negative things that I forgot to see what God had already done and what God was about to do. A couple nights ago, our little dog Teddy, who's a 6.5 pound, he gained 1.5 pounds, a Pomeranian dog that's 1 year old that gets treated better than most of us, myself included. It was at night a couple nights ago, and Alex said, Alan, he's just acting funny. And I was like, yeah. And all of a sudden, our dog couldn't even get up to walk. I mean, literally, we were calling Teddy to come to us, and he was in such pain and such anguish that the little dog couldn't get up and walk. So Joshua and Isabel and Alex, we all gathered around and we laid hands on him and we prayed. And the next day, which would have been yesterday, he was supposed to go to the doctor, and he did. But before that, the dog was up running around. He was up running around like he was 6 months old, just like a little bitty puppy. He was up running around and had received absolutely no medicine, nothing except the healing hand of God. Do I believe God healed our dog? Absolutely. Do I believe God is concerned with our little dog as he is concerned with many of the big things that we think in the world? Absolutely. You see, this morning, brothers and sisters, I love the big things from God. I love the miracles and awesome manifestations, but I also love the small things from God. And I call them small things, but for God to touch our little puppy a couple nights ago is as important to me as many of the other things that God does for us. But I was quick to recognize that God healing our little dog, but I wasn't quick to recognize God healing our daughter. Why? Because the negative outweighed the bad, or I guess the negative outweighed the good. I was so focused on the wrong thing that I called it the wrong thing. And I think God is trying to show many of us this morning, many of us this afternoon, or whenever we may hear this message, I think God's wanting us to start calling those manifestations forward. I think God's starting to want us to call our family blessed, even though we may only be able to make ends meet. I think God's wanting us to speak financial blessing over our household, over our family, over our businesses, even if it's before the manifestation. You see, in 1 Samuel right here, Hannah had went into a position of praying to God. She did exactly what I believe God wanted her to do, and she was instantly met with adversity. You see, Eli met her with a spirit of condemnation. He met her with a spirit saying, listen, get out of here because you're drunk. Get out of here because you're disrespectful. And Hannah did nothing wrong. Brothers and sisters, so many times in your and my life, we're going to face adversity. We are going to face a situation, and it just so happens that the name Eli means elevated or high position. You see, Hannah was met by somebody in an elevated position. We can look at it nowadays like Hannah was met with somebody in authority, a politician or somebody on the board of directors or a owner or whatever it may be. But what I love about God is it does not matter the opposition that you're facing. God told us to be of good cheer, that he has overcome the world, so therefore we can overcome the world. When Hannah was met with a situation from an elevated position of authority, she instantly responded with respect. She instantly responded with faith. And I'm telling you this morning, brothers and sisters, our faith will conquer a multitude of adversity. Our faith will cause us to call things forward that be not as though they were. And what I mean by that is, listen, before you see your brother or your sister healed, before you see your husband or your wife healed, you'll start to call them blessed. You'll start to call them healed. You'll start to call them out of addiction. You see, in the middle of me smoking meth, in the middle of me selling drugs, I had a mama that was praying on her knees, calling me blessed, calling me forward to the things of God. And because my mom was willing to believe, I know so many people have testified to me that have no idea who my mom was, that you have a praying mom. When I came out of prison and went to church one day, a person walked up to me and they said, "Listen, I don't really know who you are, but it's because of your mom that you're alive. It's because of your mom that you're blessed. It's because of your mom that you're able to experience the things that you're going to experience." Brothers and sisters, you have that kind of power. You have that kind of authority. When Hannah was met with this adversity, when Hannah was met by this position of authority that was doing nothing but disrespecting her, she met it with faith. And she says, "Listen," and she explained her situation. And the Bible says that she went on and she ate and her face was no longer sad. But the next morning that her and her husband worshiped the Lord before they left. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of keys in your worship. Don't allow somebody disrespecting you. Don't allow somebody in a high position that you look up to stop you from your worship. Because I promise you one thing, in your worship is where there's freedom. In your worship is where you can call those things that not be as though they were. You can call those miracles forth in your worship. I'm a firm believer that I heard of one, Damon Thompson, one of my favorite people to listen to. He has a message that says proximity fixes everything. Proximity fixes everything. And what he talks about in that message is, listen, if you can get close enough to Jesus, then that'll fix all your problems. And I believe that 100%. When Jesus met the woman at the well, the woman at the well never prayed. When Jesus met the woman caught in adultery, she never prayed, but God still changed their lives forever. How do you get close to Jesus? And the answer is worship. The Bible says those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if you can get in the spirit of worship, if you can tell God all your problems and still tell him you love him, if you can thank God before you see things happen. She thanked God for everything she had. Hannah believed God despite everything going on. Hannah, despite being disrespected, still believed God. Then why in the world are we letting somebody stop our blessing? Why in the world are we more focused on somebody talking negative or gossiping? Why are you and I allowing that to hinder us? Why in the world did me focusing on the negative things with my daughter make me miss the miracle, the manifestation of something that I have been praying for? You see, from this moment forward, I'm going to look at the miracle because I'm going to call my daughter blessed. I'm going to call her healed. I'm going to call my family prosperous in the spirit and financially. And I promise you one thing, brothers and sisters, if we can get in that posture, if we can worship the Lord, then there's benefits that will blow each and every one of our minds. God 2 days ago healed my little puppy. God a week ago healed my daughter, and I can't wait to see what God does today. We have to get tired of allowing the enemy to steal our joy. We have to be tired of waking up every day with a bad attitude. We have to stop allowing our bad attitude from stopping us to receiving some of the things that God has for us. You see, I believe that the enemy can put a bad attitude or allow us to feel sorry for ourselves. And that's all it takes for us to miss the blessings of God. Hannah called Samuel by the name because she knew that God heard from her. She didn't name him a name that meant "I told you so." She didn't call him any other name except "God heard me," or "My God heard my cry." Brothers and sisters, this morning I promise you God hears you. I promise you God is about to do some miracles in each one of our lives. That's something we've been praying for moments, days, weeks, years, and many, many years. And when He does it, I pray that you will honor Him and you'll call it a miracle. I call my life a miracle because I want to honor God. It doesn't mean I don't mess up. It don't mean that I don't disappoint. It doesn't mean that I don't have shortcomings. But there's absolutely no way I'm going to call my life anything but a miracle. Your life is a miracle. All of our lives are miracles. And I promise you, if we will learn to worship God in spite of whatever's going on, then we have no choice but to call Him God. We have no choice but to call Him Jesus. You see, words matter. And in closing this morning, I was thinking about Romeo and Juliet. And I think Juliet, not that I'm a Shakespearean poet or anything. I am pretty good writer of poems, though. But I remember Juliet said something, would a rose smell as sweet if it was called by any other name? Something like that. You can look it up. And what God was reminding me about this morning is, sure, if a rose was called something else, it would still be beautiful. But when He called His Son Jesus, Jesus had to be called Jesus. Because there is power in that name. There is power because He is Savior, He is Healer, He is Redeemer. He is everything that we need. And there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, whereby we must confess except the name of Jesus. Hannah called her miracle Samuel. I call my miracles many, many things, but today each one of us calls our Savior Jesus. And if you call Him Jesus, if you call Him Lord, then I promise you He has everything that you stand in need of. It's a easy thing. Doesn't mean, well, it's a simple thing. I guess it doesn't mean it's easy. But if we can learn to worship, even though we're faced with adversity, even though there's some people in high position that may be trying to beat us down or confuse us or mess with us in many, many different ways. Hannah believed God in spite of Eli. Hannah believed God in spite of her husband, in spite of the other woman messing with her. Hannah believed God because she knew that if God heard her prayer, she knew that if she worshiped, then God was more than willing to grant her request. And when He granted her request, she honored Him by calling Him Samuel. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I call you blessed. Because I know that if you call upon the name of Jesus, that you have access to the Father. And if you have access to the Father, that I believe He is a good, good Father. And I believe He wants to help us. He wants to heal us. He wants to encourage us. Because if He'll heal a little puppy 2 days ago, I promise you He will heal your wounded heart. I promise you He will heal your marriage, brothers and sisters. I promise you He will bless you financially. I promise you He is more than able to meet every request that each one of us has. So this morning, let's call Him Jesus. Let's call Him Savior and let's call Him lover of our soul because all those things are true. Let's pray. Father God, I honor You. I thank You for the word this morning, God, that we can call You Lord. I thank You that when we call You Lord, that means that You stick closer than a brother. I thank You that when we call You Jesus, that means You forgive us for all of our sins. I thank You that when we call You God, that You are a good, good Father. God, I bind the hand of the enemy from each one of my brothers and sisters' lives that would try to tell them that they're not good as, that they don't deserve. God, I speak prosperity to them in the spirit and in the natural. God, I pray that this morning that You will cause each one of them to call You God, to call You Jesus, to call You Lord, to call You hope. God, I know that they need hope. God, we all need hope, and our hope is in You, Lord Jesus. I pray that You will heal their bodies. I pray for miracle for their children, Lord. They're the ones they've been praying for and that everybody has given up on except them. I pray in the name of Jesus that You will bring that wayward child back home. God, I know that You did it for my mom. God, I know so many people that You've done it for, and You're not a respecter of persons. What You do for one, You'll do for another. So God, this morning we call You God. We call You hope, and we call You Jesus. We call You lover of our souls, and we rest in You. God, we cast aside our bad attitudes. We cast aside our doubt, and we're coming after you. God, give us a spirit like Hannah that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Give us a spirit like Hannah that after you do the miracle that we can call you good. This morning, we believe that these things are done by faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.